This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, a new installment of our election year series exploring ways for the U.S. to get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single budget year or election cycle. The late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut hit me with this idea during a public TV interview.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Should the next president appoint a secretary of the future to consider how today's actions might play out in 20 or 50 years? Well, look what we found. Sweden already has one. Her title is Minister for Strategic Development and Nordic Cooperation. Part of Kristina Persson's portfolio includes planning the workforce of the future, helping the environment, and working more closely with Sweden's immediate neighbors.
My mission is to see to it that there is a long-term perspective in the development of new ideas. So my role is to strengthen the long-term perspective and also by that the cross-sectorial perspective on policy development. Because if you think long-term, you have to also have a holistic view. So I think it's a wonderful idea if the United States would have a minister for the future or the Minister for Strategic Development. It would be wonderful if I had colleagues around the world.
We've actually found ministers of the future in the corporate setting. They call them corporate sustainability officers. And when we've spoken with several of them, they point out that their chief executive officer, their boss, has to be on board. Otherwise, nothing gets done. Do you feel you have the support you need from above?
I have. And I agree that it is absolutely, definitely a prerequisite. You could say that it should be the prime minister who is responsible and in charge of future issues or strategic development, but he is very much occupied with a lot of things on a daily basis, and he needs this support from somebody else close to him.
One U.S. presidential candidate told me, she has since dropped out of the race, it was Carly Fiorina. She told me that she worries that a secretary of the future would just add a layer of bureaucracy. Do you hear that sometimes in Sweden?
I think the problem is different. Bureaucracy can be an obstacle for what I'm trying to do. This is a new mission, new role in government. The system is not adapted to my role. So what I want to do sometimes bump into bureaucratic problems or legal or other problems, and the lack of interest sometimes of the media of these long-term issues. People in general are very interested, but you reach only so many people by meeting them in person, in meeting conferences or seminars and so on. You need to have the support of media. So communication is a challenge, not bureaucracy.
Sweden's Minister for Strategic Development, speaking from her office in Stockholm. Kristina Persson, thank you very much.
Thank you.